I'd like to share something about gratitude. Not because it's Christmas time and we're all supposed to get presents and gifts to show gratitude, but because gratitude, or rather ingratitude, is a very serious business. The beginning of man's rebellion against God is the lack of a thankful heart. You know, there's a famous poet known W.E. Henley. And in his poetry, about a poetry named Invictus, it talks about a man who is on his way to hell. Now, he's on his way to hell, but he says this: it matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll, I am the master of my fate, I am the captain of my soul. The reason why nowadays we have so much of ingratitude, because everything revolves around I. I can do it. I can achieve this. I can go there. I can have this. It's all around me and what I can do. There was once a soldier who told Winston Churchill, "I, sir, am a self-made man." To which Winston Churchill replied, "You have just exonerated God of a tremendous responsibility." We all think that we can do everything on our own, and that is a very, very erroneous thinking. And we as Christians are actually challenged so much by this attitude. Everywhere, you can do it, you can do it, you can achieve this, you can go there. It's all about me, me, me. Now, this goes against Christian principles. Because Psalm 107 verse 21 says, "Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind." His wonderful deeds for mankind. Anything good in your life and my life is from him. Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 to 7. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God." Every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts," will guard your mind. The attitude of thanksgiving, the attitude of gratitude has an effect on my heart, on my mind. Across America, there were two psychologists from the University of California who wanted to really assess this attitude of gratitude. And they did a study. A 10-week study. They got three categories of people, a few thousands each in each category. Now, the first category, every week, you write down what you are thankful for. Category number two, you write down what you are ungrateful for, what irritates you, what annoys you. And category three, you write things that you are thankful for and the things that you are not thankful for. Three categories. 10 weeks. Weekly they would send. First category, all that they were thankful for. Category number two, all that they were not thankful for. And category number three, 50-50. Now they found out one thing at the end of 10 weeks. The group that said that they were thankful for everything that God had blessed them for, or not even God has blessed them for, they were thankful for everything. They saw an important feature in this category of people. Number one, they were more at peace with themselves. They could sleep well at night. Number two, they actually did more exercise than the other two categories. And number three, they visited the doctors less frequently than the other two categories. Not very good for my business, but I have to accept things as it is. When the word of God says, and with thanksgiving present your request to God, and the peace of God will guard your heart and your mind, it is true. If you and I go with prayers and petitions without thanksgiving, it is incomplete. We will not have that peace that will guard our hearts and our minds. And that's proven scientifically. Daniel chapter 2 verse 23. I thank and praise God. This is Daniel, a very smart person. I thank and praise you, God of my ancestors. You have given me wisdom and power. You have made known to me what we asked of you. You have made known to us the dream of the king. I thank and praise God. He goes with an attitude of gratitude. For what? For wisdom. For wisdom. Daniel believes that whatever wisdom he has is from God, because he's also got an attitude of gratitude. Can the attitude of gratitude actually enhance wisdom? Intelligence? Can I have the first slide, please? Now, this is an MRI scan of the human brain. Now, you see one part which is colored yellow. Now, they did a study whereby they wanted to see the impact of gratitude in our brains. So, they got people who would be put for an MRI scan. And they would actually, you know, when you, who has done MRI? You know, when you do MRI, you've got to put the headphones on, right? Because there's loud sound. So through the headphones, they would actually paint scenarios whereby that individual is going through a very traumatic time and suddenly someone comes and helps them. Now, at that point when someone is coming to help them, they actually start taking the film. That means it is, for example, one person is drowning. And there is one part where someone comes and rescues that person. That time the MRI scan is taken. And then you've gone through that phase where, for instance, you are getting robbed and suddenly a policeman comes and rescues you, chases away the robber. That point they do an MRI scan. So they're trying to trace the attitude of gratitude, and they found something so remarkable. You see, they would inject the dye, and the yellow coloration you see there is actually the presence of the dye on that part of the brain, a harmless dye. And they found that in that particular part of the brain, the anterior cingulate cortex, when a person is having an attitude of gratitude, thinking with thankfulness, that area lights up. Now, that area lights up because there is increased blood supply to that part of the brain. And the blood brings the oxygen to that part of the brain. That part of the brain today is responsible for what we call as EQ, your emotional intelligence. The way you understand people, the way you understand yourself. Science has showed that intelligence is not related to the size of the brain. Intelligence is related to the blood supply of the brain. The more gratitude you have, the more blood supply to that part of the brain. All you husbands, thank God for your wives and you will become smart. All you wives, thank God for your husband and you'll become smart. And if there's finally so many smart husbands and smart wives, we will have a message and sharing on how to handle marriage. Daniel said, I thank and praise you, God of my ancestors. You have given me wisdom and power. Wisdom. Have an attitude of gratitude. We will have wisdom. So here what I'm trying for us to understand is what all is written in the Bible, whereby an attitude of gratitude transcends and gives us peace in our heart and in our mind. It is true. Scientifically proven, it is true. Now here's the challenging thing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16 says, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all the circumstances. Now that is not really easy. Now here is an important thing. How do we give thanks in all circumstances? We cannot give, the point here to understand, it is not give thanks for all circumstances. We don't give thanks for wars. We don't give thanks for poverty. We don't give thanks for cancer. No, it is give thanks in the circumstance, not for the circumstance. You know why? Because God is there in that circumstance. That is why we give thanks. Now, why should we have an attitude of gratitude? Why? Okay, we know it's good for the health. But Psalm 100 verse 4, it says, enter his gates with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. Praise is when we thank God for what he has done. Worship is when we proclaim to God and thank God for who he is. So we are supposed to enter his gates with a heart of gratitude, of thanksgiving. Now, the thing to understand here is the simplicity of this invitation should not conceal the wonder of it all. Do you know where we are going? We are entering into the courts. Into the most of the holies, on the holy of the most holy, of a sinless God, a powerful God, a God who is so pure, who, you and I, people full of sin, people who are so impure, you and I can go into his presence. You and I are the only people at 3 o'clock in the morning can wake up and cry out to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Nobody else can. But here's the thing for us to understand. In order to have an effective relationship, I must be very close to that person. I cannot from outside the gate of a house have a deep, prolonged, intimate conversation with someone who is in the house. No, I have got to go to the house. Now here the word of God says to go into his courts, we need to have an attitude of gratitude. Now that is why sometimes we don't hear God clearly. We don't see God clearly. We don't actually appreciate God. Because when we go to God's presence, we go to God's presence telling, help! We go to God's presence crying, God, why is this happening to me? How many times do we go to God's presence and God, I appreciate what you have done for me in my life. No, we go with complaints. We enter into his courts with a lot of petitions and much less a heart of gratitude. You know, before the advent of internet, before emails and, you know, all these things that we have now, there were things like telex. I don't know, maybe the older generation will know. T-E-L-E-X, telex. That's even before fax. Okay, that's after the telephone. And what happened is, those days to actually have conversations, you know, it would actually take time. And sometimes the messages did not get through. The correct message did not get through. Why? Because they're so far away. So what happened? Pepsi Cola in America wanted to break into the market in Taiwan. And so they, through the conversation, the CEO here, CEO there, through the conversation, said, now, this is the slogan that Pepsi should have in Taiwan. Come alive with the Pepsi generation. This is the slogan. Come alive with the Pepsi generation. But when that news, you know, it's so far, right, from America to Taiwan. When the news reached Taiwan, what they heard and what they printed out was, Pepsi will bring your ancestors back from the dead. Americans wanted to come alive with the Pepsi generation. What they heard and what they printed is, Pepsi will bring your ancestors back from the dead. If we are not in the courts, if we are not in the place of the holy of the most holy, we can hear the wrong things. Things won't be clear. We can understand the wrong things. And the way to go into His presence is to go with an attitude of gratitude. That's number one. Now, number two, the attitude of gratitude brings about deliverance. Jonah chapter 2 verses 9 to 10. We all know this great story about Jonah and a whale swallowing him. And here in the belly of the whale, Jonah cries out, but I with shouts of grateful praise will sacrifice to you. He's shouting a grateful praise. He's praising God from the belly of a fish. Now, he's praising God for two things. One is, he's praising God because our God is a God of second chance. See, Jonah could have been drowned. God preserved his life. How many of us in our lives have had second chances, third chances, fourth chances? And how many of us stop to thank God? And verse 10, it goes on to say, he starts with saying, but I with shouts of grateful praise. He's so happy, a heart of gratitude will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. I will say salvation comes from the Lord. And after this praise of gratitude, the fish vomited Jonah out. Here was a delivered Jonah with a bad body odor. He would have been smelling of cod liver oil. But this is what gratitude does. It delivers you. It delivers you. Now, third point is, gratitude is a choice. It's a choice that you and I make. In Acts chapter 16, verses 25 to 34, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Paul and Silas were praising God. Where? In the inner cell, from the inner cell. Now, these are two people who did what God wanted them to do. They are in the cell because they cast the demon out of a girl. Now, that's what Jesus wants us to do. And because of them obeying God, they are in a prison. Cold, clammy. It was dark. And in from that place, they actually start praising God. And then they start having a heart of gratitude. Here is the point that we have to understand. This attitude of gratitude is not for the circumstance, but it's because Jesus is there with you in the circumstance. The word of God said, Moses said to Joshua, the Lord says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Regardless of where you are, your job can leave you, people can leave you, money can leave you, employment can leave you, but always have an attitude of gratitude because God will never leave us. You know, in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, the Message Bible, this is Moses talking to Joshua. Be strong, take courage, don't be intimidated, don't give them a second thought, because God, your God, is striding ahead of you. He's right there with you. He won't let you down. He won't leave you. That's the first thing we understand from Paul and Silas' situation. They praised God because they knew that God was there in their circumstance. Now, the second thing is, they praised God in that circumstance. Just two of them who praised God. And we see in Acts 16, verse 26, and suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. You and I, just our attitude of gratitude can break the bondages and the chains of our family, of our cell group members, of our church. Can you imagine if every Christian in every church in Malaysia came to church with an attitude of gratitude, the bondages and the chains for this whole nation can be broken? That is the power of gratitude. Now, the thing to understand, and this is a very difficult point, an attitude of gratitude is a choice. It is a choice. Rejoice always, pray constantly, give thanks in all circumstances. Now, this is very, very difficult. Give thanks in all circumstances. Now, I think it was in July 2020, okay, I had to go for a dialysis course, because one of our clinics, we are starting a dialysis center, and it is very difficult to get a place to for this dialysis course. So we applied 2-3 years earlier, and somehow it came through in 2020 July. I was supposed to go to the General Hospital and attend a 6-month course for dialysis, because I was supposed to be the person in charge for our dialysis center. Now, that time was the peak of COVID. And I prayed hard to God. I'm sharing this because, I asked Holy Spirit, how should I approach when I share? The Holy Spirit told me, share from your heart. So I'm sharing from my heart. I felt so scared. Because when you go to the dialysis center, I mean, you've got 40 over machines, and people are coming. Some of them are coming in who need the dialysis urgently. And they're coming puffing and panting like this. They have no mask on. You can't afford to let them have masks, you know. And all of us have just had one dose of the vaccine. They are puffing, they are panting, and then we go and we carry them, put them on the machine, and hook on put on the needles and adjust the machine, and they don't have masks, they're puffing and huffing, and then after you finish the dialysis for them, and then you push them back to the ward, and then next day you hear the news. Do you know that person is a COVID-19 positive? And I asked God, can I quit this course? Can I do it later? God told me this. You prayed to get this position. I said, yes. Have an attitude of gratitude for the position that I have blessed you with. 6 months, 8 times they had to close the dialysis center because there were positive cases. Staff was positive, the doctors were positive. But I had to go every day. I would park my car in church and I would go there. The church was very quiet because everyone in church was scared of COVID, right? So everyone is at home. And I'm going, just a joke, okay? And I'm going, and I'm praying, God, I thank you. I thank you for this chance to serve you. I thank you for this chance to learn this. I thank you for every patient. I thank you that you are protecting me. I thank you that you are by my side. I just had to have this attitude of gratitude in me. It was not natural. I have to be honest with you. It was not natural. But I had to have this attitude. I had to make that choice. To have this attitude of gratitude. I told Rachel and the children, pray along with me. Pray that I would have this attitude of gratitude at all times. I never got COVID. By God's grace. By God's grace. And I say that very humbly, because I know that there are people here who have got COVID. I know that there may be people who have lost their loved ones who have got COVID. So I am sensitive to that. But my testimony, I believe God told me to have an attitude of gratitude regardless of my circumstance, because the virus is there, but hey, so is the Lord Jesus Christ. COVID-19 is there, but so is Psalm 91. An attitude of gratitude. It is a choice that you and I can make. Can I have the praise and worship team here, please? Now, why is it that sometimes we as Christians don't have an attitude of gratitude? Why? Now, this is very important, because there are spiritual principles here for us to understand. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. The Spirit clearly says that in later times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Such things come through hypocritical liars whose conscience have been seared with a hot iron. They forbid people to marry and order them to abstain from certain foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving. Verse 3. They forbid people to marry and order them to abstain from certain foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and who know the truth. There are two reasons why we, even as Christians, struggle to have an attitude of gratitude. And the first is, we are not happy with what we have. God tells us to buy a Proton, but we want a Toyota. God tells you a salary of 5,000 ringgit is enough, but you want 10,000 ringgit. God tells you this girl is the girl for your life, but you want a girl who looks like K-pop. But the girl looks a bit like a lollipop. No gratitude. And this problem actually started from the Garden of Eden. Eve did not have an attitude of gratitude. She felt cheated. That's how she was deceived. I mean, God told her, you can take fruits from 1,000 trees, except one tree. But she just focused on that one tree from which she couldn't eat the fruit. She didn't focus on that 1,000 trees from which she could eat the fruit. A Christian life is based on us maximizing the potential of the gifts that God has blessed you with, not what you don't have. Moses went before the Red Sea, and Moses is telling God, I've got this army behind me, chariots, soldiers behind me. God, what have you got for me? God asks Moses, what do you have? Me? I've got just one stick. Use it. This stick is used to beat sheep. Use it. David went before Goliath and he tried all the armor and the sword, and he's dragging like this and going, and David would have told, come before God. He said, God, what do I have? Look around you. 5 stones. Use it. Use it. What God has blessed you with, maximize its potential. Don't look at what you don't have. Then we can have an attitude of gratitude. Now the second point, the reason why people don't have an attitude of gratitude. First is we look at what we don't have. Now the second is we look at what we have and we idolize it. We look for the blessing and forget the blesser. We look for the healing and forget the healer. We know the stories of the 10 leper. 9 went away. Why? Because they were idealizing their new skin. They went around town telling, oh, look at everyone at this baby skin, this well-hydrated skin without Botox, without any treatment. They were idealizing the healing and they forgot the healer. We have to, the most dangerous thing in life is when you forget Jesus and you look at what you want from Jesus. When you forget Jesus and you see you are more interested in what Jesus can give you, then we would lose the attitude of gratitude. Can I have the last slide, please? Now, if you are right now, the sun and the... Yep, thank you. If you are right now in a dark place in your life and you just can't bring yourself to have an attitude of gratitude, why? Because look here, the blood results says the tumor markers are increasing. How to have gratitude? My marriage is in a near breakdown. And it's my fault. The business is winding up. I've done my best, but my staff, they just don't grasp the vision that I have. And the business is going down. How do we have an attitude of gratitude under such circumstances? How to say thank you, Lord? James chapter 1 verse 17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Two things here I would like to highlight, and then I'm going to close. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father. Now, how many of you are fathers here? You would understand, you don't give everything that your child wants. You know what's good for the child. If God is withholding something from you, it's because He knows you don't need to have it now. And if God is giving something to you that you don't want, you know in His wisdom, you need to have it. It's like giving children vaccination. You know, when they reach up to 2 years old, right, they don't really understand anything. You give them the vaccination, they'll just smile or cry and they just walk away. But when they reach 2 years old, they begin to remember things. And when they enter into the clinic, right, they're so happy to see the doctor. Hey, the mother will tell, say hi-fi. Give flying kiss. Fist bump. Then you give the jab. After that, their hands are behind you like this. They're looking. Is the vaccine good? It's good. Who told it's good? The Father said it's good. Last week, our whole family went for a flu shot. Okay, so I gave jab to Rachel and the children. And I was extra careful when I gave the jab to Rachel because after she's going to jab me, so I had to be very, very careful. And on our way back, my son Joshua. So Joshua, like I shared yesterday, we from small used to tell him, look, anything thank God, anything thank God, anything thank God. And on our way back, Joshua, he's 23, he's telling, Appa, Ma, thank you so much for the jab. And my daughter Rema, who's 15, looks at her brother and says, that's a weird thing to thank your parents for. every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father. The Father, the Father. Your Father knows what's good for you and what's not good for you. And have a heart of gratitude for what He has given you and a heart of gratitude for what He has chosen not to give you. Coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Sorry, can I have the sun and the earth again, please? You see, this is the sun, this is the earth. Now you see one part of the earth, right? It's dark. And the reason why it's dark is not because the sun has turned away from the earth. It's not because the sun has lost its ability to emanate light. It's because the earth has turned away from the sun. The word of God says in Psalm 84:11, for the Lord is a sun and shield. If you or me, if we are in a dark place in our lives right now and we have difficulty to just have a heart of gratitude, turn to the sun. Turn to the sun, because in the sun you will feel the irradiation of His joy, His love, His peace, His understanding, His counsel. And the word of God said there is no shadows. Always. But what we do is we look and focus on the darkness in our lives. We look at the disease. We look at the broken marriage. We look at rebellious children. No, turn and look at the sun. And the only way that you can turn your attention from that focus of darkness is with and through a heart of gratitude. Because when you have a heart of gratitude, you begin to thank God. You begin to focus on God, and His light will always bring sunshine to your life. Can we pray? Father, we thank you so much for this time. We thank you, Lord, that you are the God who brings light to our lives. We thank you, Lord, that it is not easy to have the attitude of gratitude, but Lord, the Holy Spirit has empowered us with the same Spirit that empowered Paul and Silas to praise you. We have that same Holy Spirit within us that empowers us to have a heart of gratitude. Father, I thank you for each one of us here today, that we will start to enter into His courts with praise. And that, Lord, as we have an attitude of gratitude, chains will be broken. People will be delivered, dear Father. Healing will start to take place. And Lord, we pray that we would never idolize the gift and forget the giver, oh Father. Father, Holy Spirit, give us the strength to move from the place of darkness to you, oh Lord, with an attitude of gratitude. Father, we thank you so much for your presence in each one of our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen.